When Lauren Smith Brody's maternity leave ended, she faced a cruel paradox experienced by millions of American mothers. Just as her baby began smiling, developing a personality, and forming a real connection, she had to return to work. While countries like Sweden offer 480 days of leave and Canada provides 52 weeks, American mothers typically get just 12 unpaid weeks before being thrust back into professional life. This jarring transition occurs during what Brody calls the fifth trimester, that developmental stage when mothers are still physically and emotionally recovering from childbirth while navigating workplace demands. The timing couldn't be worse. Medical research shows women need nearly 6 months to feel physically and emotionally normal after childbirth, yet most return at just 12 weeks. During those first 3 months back, 71% of women report increased conflict with partners over childcare, household duties, and work-life balance. Meanwhile, babies cruelly align their developmental milestones with standard work schedules, consistent social smiles at 2 months, regular nap patterns at 5 months, and sleeping through the night at 7 months. Most shocking, working mothers spent just 6 minutes each morning simply enjoying their babies rather than performing basic care tasks. A staggering 79% had 1 hour or less weekly for self-care, leading to increased rates of anxiety, depression, and burnout. The fifth trimester isn't just challenging, it's a crisis hiding in plain sight. Research shows parent and family characteristics matter more for child development than specific childcare features. Your well-being is the strongest predictor of your child's success. Choose an arrangement that brings you peace, regardless of others' opinions. Consider emotional needs alongside logistics. Daycare might suit you if you value community and parent connections, while a nanny may be better if you prefer a family-like bond or need frequent updates. Don't let jealousy trouble you. Babies naturally develop attachment responses, and consistent secondary bonds help prevent stress. Your child's ability to form relationships with other adults supports their development. Manage childcare professionally, but with emotional awareness. Create clear job descriptions, handle legal requirements, show appreciation, and provide constructive feedback. Remember, your caregiver has their own life beyond your child. The transition back to work feels like a second birth, requiring both logistical planning and emotional preparation. For logistics, rehearse your morning routine, accounting for delays. Create detailed childcare instructions and schedule protected pumping sessions with buffer time. Test your actual commute with daycare drop-offs and establish backup plans for sick days. For emotional preparation, set realistic expectations. Your first day might include tearful goodbyes, leaking breast pads, tight clothes, and awkward colleague interactions. Consider a gradual return through partial days or midweek starts. While you tracked every baby detail during leave, work continued, projects advanced, roles shifted, dynamics changed. Focus only on crucial updates, new team members, major client changes, policy updates, and revised deadlines. Let the rest go. The most significant shift comes in confidently embracing your dual identity. When working mothers openly acknowledge both roles, they create authenticity and normalize working motherhood for future generations. The urge to quit after having a baby is common. Even when you rationally want to work, the emotional pull to stay with your child can feel like a biological wrong. Like contractions, this pain comes in waves and eventually subsides. Most women who initially consider quitting end up glad they stayed. Research shows that finding work rewarding is the strongest predictor of employment continuation, more than occupation, education, or spouse's income. When struggling, reconnect with why you chose your career. Achievement-oriented women often find that work provides the structure and feedback that new motherhood lacks. Entertainment lawyer JJ notes, "Once you're part of the deal, people aren't just going to get rid of you. You're just as important coming back from leave as when they first hired you." Focus issues are common for returning mothers. Consider phasing back in through creative scheduling, 4-day weeks using unused leave, or gradually increasing from 3 to 5 days. When feeling overwhelmed, start with the easiest task. Success breeds motivation. Small wins like arriving early or making valuable connections can boost your drive to continue. Most women feel physically normal around 5.6 months postpartum, but return to work at 2 to 3 months, meaning they navigate the fifth trimester not feeling like themselves. While creating life puts beauty routines in perspective, looking polished affects both confidence and perceived confidence. The key is self-compassion, which research shows helps with body image, and making targeted effort with appearance. As psychotherapist Nitzia Logothethis notes, if you look in the mirror and see somebody who's put together, it makes you feel more put together. For working moms, makeup is about confidence, not glamour. Focus on definition: dark lashes, lip color, and groomed brows. Have a one-minute emergency routine: concealer, tinted moisturizer, mascara, cream blush, and lip gloss. Skip trending fashion and create a personal uniform. It eliminates decision fatigue and builds confidence. Choose a consistent silhouette, color palette, or style approach that works for your changing body. Survey data reveals a perception gap. 51% of mothers believe partners fall in love with babies instantly, yet doubt their caregiving abilities, while partners report gaining confidence much faster than mothers assume. This misalignment often blocks equal participation. Vague requests for help don't work. With roughly 300 new daily tasks after baby arrives, partners need specific direction. The key to fair division: leverage each person's strengths. For new tasks, whoever does it well enough should own it. Working moms must resist micromanaging and accept that partners may do things differently. If the baby is safe, different techniques are fine. Returning to work creates common ground. Share both parenting and workplace experiences to maintain connection. Note that 58% of partners would prefer you stay home baby's first year if finances allowed, with half assuming you agree. Have honest conversations about work choices and feelings. Most encouraging, just one weekly hour of couple time, even simple couch time, significantly boosts relationship satisfaction. The fifth trimester emerges as both challenge and opportunity. Women discovered motherhood enhanced their professional capabilities in unexpected ways. They became remarkably efficient, mastering one-handed typing during feedings and maximizing every moment. The 5-minute rule became essential: tackle small tasks immediately rather than letting them pile up. New perspectives made office politics seem trivial compared to home challenges. Enhanced empathy improved workplace relationships, while functioning through sleep deprivation demonstrated remarkable resilience. Women grew better at setting boundaries and prioritizing effectively. These mothers helped transform workplace culture. Each woman who pumps at work, attends pediatrician appointments without apology, or negotiates flexibility creates precedent for others. The fifth trimester reveals working mothers' unique strength. This journey isn't about having it all, but about harmonizing work and family into a meaningful life. Supporting women through this transition strengthens both workplaces and families.